Taking control of and improving your health requires the most relevant and timely health information available. And University Medical Center is here to help with facts and advice about important health topics that you care about. We know that your health matters.
Hello, I'm Dr. Richard Friend. As we get closer to the start of the school year, children and their parents might be thinking about youth sports activities. Let's hear from Dr. Brett Bentley, a sports medicine physician at University Medical Center, about ways to prevent the spread of COVID-19 in youth sports.
Welcome to Health Matters with your host, Mike Royer.
Dr. Brett Bentley joins us today, a sports medicine physician here at the University of Alabama Medical Center. Dr. Bentley, it's good to see you again.
Good to see you again, Mike.
My, there's so much to talk about because so many people are talking about sports and pro sports, college sports, youth sports, trying to get people back again after the pandemic and when things start to improve a bit. So we want to talk to you about that today. What are some general thoughts you have today about how sports at all levels can do the smartest re-entry into programs? What are the top of the mind things this morning?
Sure, absolutely. So, you know, the big thing is a screening before you even return back to sports. So there's a certain list of symptoms that's common with COVID-19. All of these things are easily findable on the CDC website. But to screen for these symptoms, to do a temperature check before you return to sports, and to do that really on a daily basis, because if you are unwell, you should not return back to sports, whether it's the college, high school, middle school, or youth sports level. But as long as we're following these guidelines, I think it's absolutely safe to return to sports.
Talk to the players now of all ages. I guess today I'm kind of thinking about youth athletes in our area. What advice would you specifically give those young men and women to do for themselves, for some safety for themselves and peace of mind as well?
So as I've mentioned in the first question, you know, if you're unwell, stay home. Secondly, washing your hands frequently throughout the day. If hand washing is not available, to have hand sanitizer with at least 60% alcohol readily available at all times, to maintain social distancing. So again, that's about 6 feet, you know, from your teammate or coach or what have you. And then to avoid using, you know, water bottles that another player is using. So have your own water bottle, have your own equipment, you know, use your own bat, etc. So those are all things that can help limit the transmission of COVID.
I think it's most of our experience that young people, teenagers, think they're pretty much indestructible. Nothing's going to happen to them anyway. But moms and dads worry. Is there anything parents can do other than just making sure they have sanitizer, face mask if appropriate? Just do all the things mom and dads think about. I guess you just remind them to stay alert.
First of all, parents are wise to be concerned because although you're right, if a young athlete gets COVID, the chances are incredibly low they'll have any, you know, serious consequences from that. But they could be a carrier to give it to a grandparent or an elderly neighbor that could have some serious complications with that. So they're wise to be concerned. So the biggest thing that they can do is be a good example. So to wear their masks when they're in public, whether it's at the grocery store or a restaurant around town, to avoid crowded places for the time being. So to be a good example and for the parents to, you know, stay as well educated as possible and pass it on to their kids.
Let's talk about face mask, all the different kinds. And we're thinking about all different kinds of sports. But generally speaking, what's your guidance for wearing face mask during the actual sports activity?
Right. So if you're thinking, I'm thinking, for example, Little League Baseball. Mm-hmm. If they're out in the field, they do not need to be wearing a mask. Now, if the parent is overly conservative, I shouldn't say overly conservative, but the parent is conservative and wants them to wear a mask, mm-hmm. there are things available like these performance gaiters that are a little bit thinner, that still cover the mouth and nose, but are a little bit easier to breathe through. But if you're out in the field or out in the open, you don't really need to wear a mask. Now, when you do need to wear a mask is if, you know, you're in the dugout mm-hmm. or on the bench at a basketball game where it's hard to maintain social distancing, 6 feet of distancing. So absolutely should be using a mask in those settings.
I think you answered this in the first question as well, but let's repeat the importance of testing before practice. Do temperatures change? If you've been out there waiting for practice for a while and you've been out in the heat, might your temperature spike a bit because of the temperature? When do you take the temperature and should it be done more than once at a practice?
If you're waiting outside in the heat, it certainly can, you know, rise a little bit mm-hmm. while you're waiting. I doubt that it would get above the 100.4, which is indicative of a fever. But to kind of guard against that, what we would recommend is that parents do a temperature check before they leave the house. do a temperature and a symptom checklist before they leave the house. Mm-hmm. That's what we're doing with all of our college and high school athletes, is before they show up to practice, they get screened with a temperature and with the COVID-19 commonly reported symptoms. And if they have a fever or if they have any of those symptoms, they don't continue with practice for that day. And so although we probably won't do that at the youth sports level, parents can sort of do that at home. And again, for the third time today, if they're unwell or if they're showing a fever, keep them home.
Any of us can imagine the difference between a right fielder at a baseball game and a kid that's wrestling another person face to face. There are different levels of risk, I suppose. What are your thoughts about that?
And I can see why people would think that wrestling or football or things where that you're in close contact mm-hmm. would be a high risk sport.
Yeah.
I kind of disagree because, you know, according to the CDC, to be a close contact, it's within 6 feet for more than 15 minutes in one setting. That's not cumulative. Mm-hmm. So a couple minutes here, a couple minutes there, you know. So I think that as long as you are doing the proper screening beforehand and then cleaning before, during a match if possible, and certainly after a wrestling match, for example, you know, doing the appropriate cleaning, none of these sports is really high risk.
A quick word about equipment. Whatever the sport, whatever the equipment, the more individual use that can be accomplished, I assume, would be better.
Absolutely. And you get into a predicament with the sports that use a ball. So basketball, baseball, tennis, et cetera, volleyball. So at the youth sports level, you know, to have a assistant coach or a team mom or a team dad, that's kind of their sole responsibility to have those balls kind of cycled out for a period of time so the mom or the dad or the assistant coach can clean them and then cycle them back in. That's just an example of a way that we can limit the transmission by the use of balls in sports.
Tell me if my assumption is correct, that you don't necessarily recommend changing the way a sport is played because of COVID. You don't see them, don't change the rules, don't change distancing. For most sports, they can be played the way they normally are played.
I agree. One interesting example is the AHSAA, the Alabama High School Athletic Association, has changed a rule in football this year, so the sideline no longer goes from the 20-yard line to the 20-yard line, but rather the 10-yard line to the 10-yard line. So they've expanded it by 20 yards. Now, that's a great example of a modification that can be made to limit social distancing. You might have to limit, at the high school level, you might have to limit the amount of JV players that are getting to dress out with the varsity team for a game, although that's an honor for them. If they're not going to play, they probably shouldn't be dressing out.
Yeah.
So modifications like that are appropriate. But as far as changing the actual rules of the game when you're on the field or in the arena, I don't see a need for that.
How about a question for coaches? Would you think it might be wise to work more on individual skills, keeping athletes separated instead of working together, maybe separating them more? Or again, might that be overkill?
I think it's a little bit overkill.
Okay.
I think, again, as long as we're following the CDC precautions and cleaning appropriately before and after practice and just making sure everybody's well-educated from the coaches on down, I think that's the only changes I would make.
Let's end with your thoughts on this. It might be easy for someone who doesn't like sports at all to go, well, sports isn't important. You would argue they're important in more ways than just their fun.
100%, Mike. So I encourage youth sports involvement in this era of the COVID pandemic that we're in. I think the longer you keep young athletes, young kids out of youth sports, the more detriment that we'll have when it comes to physical activity and physical fitness and mental health. You know, they need the interaction, the social interaction. They need the athletics to kind of develop, you know, skills that will help them down the road. So as long as we're following these guidelines, I wholeheartedly encourage youth sport activity.
Dr. Brett Bentley, we appreciate your time, your expertise. Thanks for being a good doctor to young athletes and all of your patients. We appreciate you.
Thank you, Mike.
To learn more from us about these and other important health topics, visit umc.ua.edu. And for all your primary health care needs, visit University Medical Center with locations in Tuscaloosa, Northport, and Demopolis.